I want to share with you this today a reading from our Daily Bread Thoughts. For the daily bread based upon this reading are from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 24. By wisdom the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. They will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Sleep is a necessary part of life, but sometimes very elusive. When we lie down to sleep, our minds often recall the day's activities, the world issues, our relationships, our job, our work, our family, our finances, our health, and many of the worries that we face in our daily life. We nod off, but when we turn over and see the clock beside the bed, we realise it's only just been a few moments since we last checked, and morning light seems a long way off. Soon our minds are unable to relax, and the running loop around our brain begins, a place where we are unhappy and afraid of what tomorrow may bring, and sleep becomes really difficult and a long way off. In Proverbs 3, King Solomon suggests that we can receive sleep benefits when we embrace God's wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In fact, he claimed, "There will be life when you lie down. You will not be afraid, and your sleep will be sweet." Maybe we all need to heed his words and create a middle-of-the-night song, a hymn, a prayer, a Bible verse to softly whisper, to help us shift our jumbled-up thoughts into a mind fully focused on God and his character. A clear conscience, a heart full of gratitude for God's faithfulness and love, can bring us sleep that's sweet. As you turn to God, ask yourself what song, hymn, Bible verse or scripture reading that comes to mind that will help us relax and sleep, and be assured of God's love, God's care, and God's protection. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Help me to focus on your faithfulness instead of the worries of this life and place them into your hands. Amen.